Absolutely stunning revelations today about the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Stunning. Now, YouTube is censoring every video and every channel that is covering what YouTube considers to be a conspiracy theory. And I'm not even going to mention the terms because I think they're flagging videos based on terms that you mention. So this is only a partial. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're only going to be able to see half the video. And then I'll tell you where to go. Well, I'll tell you now, you can go to healthrangerreport.com to get the entire podcast. But here's what I can say on YouTube without being censored, because YouTube is all about censorship now. They are controlling the narrative. They are banning anyone who disagrees with their official narrative, which is complete bunk. The official story is absolutely false. But here's what we know that I can say without getting banned by YouTube. Oh, and by the way, I'm launching a video community website to compete with YouTube. So it's going to be an alternative. It's going to be open to all truthers, all free speech people, all patriots. It's coming soon. You can see details at naturalnews.com. It will be launched before the end of 2018, and we will not censor people for telling the truth. So anyway, here's what we can say right now. Laura Ingraham of Fox News is now reporting that sheriff's deputies were, in fact, confirmed, ordered to stand down and not enter the school. And they were ordered to do so because they were told, according to multiple sources that were confirmed by Fox News, that they should not enter the school unless their body cams were turned on. But it turns out they weren't issued body cams. They didn't have them. And so this catch-22 means that they were effectively ordered to stand down. In other words, they weren't told directly, don't enter the building, stand down. They were told, don't enter the building unless you have body cams that are turned on, but they didn't have body cams. And so there you go. That's how they were ordered to stand down. So this is confirmation. And then Laura Ingraham says that just like the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting, all radio communications was blacked out after this order was given. So the order was given and the radio communications were blacked out, which means that no one could, you know, obviously communicate. In other words, this whole thing is being controlled by someone above the deputies, maybe their boss, maybe Sheriff Israel of Broward County. He's the sheriff, Scott Israel. Maybe he was controlling this from above. Maybe he was telling people to stand down. And then it also turns out that the EMTs were also ordered to stand down by the police. And the EMTs were there to save lives, and they were ordered to just stand around and do nothing while children were bleeding out in the school. This is also confirmed from multiple sources. So again, what we know, this is irrefutable. This is not some theory. This is confirmed multiple sources. The deputies were ordered to stand down, and the EMTs were ordered to stand down. All of this while the shooting was going on and children were bleeding out and dying. And because of these stand down orders, there were more casualties, more deaths, which of course feeds right into a very particular gun control narrative, as you probably have surmised. We also know from a teacher who was there, and I've posted the video on naturalnews.com because this video has been deleted off YouTube like 1,000 times already. So I grabbed the video and we posted it separately, not on YouTube. And we have this on Natural News. There's a teacher there who was standing just, I think she said, 20 feet away from the shooter, who she immediately identified as a policeman or a police officer wearing a bulletproof vest, a mask, and what she described as full metal garb. In other words, all decked out with police gear. And that police officer that she identified as such was shooting the children. Okay? That video is on naturalnews.com. Now, for the rest of this, you're going to have to go to healthrangerreport.com because what I'm about to say, which is further analysis of this, would no doubt get me banned off of YouTube because YouTube is so evil and so insidious that they cannot allow independent media to tell you the truth anymore. And by the way, we're going to stop using YouTube long term. You should move off that platform eventually as well. So if you're watching this on YouTube, go to healthrangerreport.com to get the rest of this podcast and watch for an announcement on naturalnews.com about an upcoming video site that is an alternative to YouTube an alternative that protects free speech rights for independent journalists. So thanks for listening so far. Now, continuing, I appreciate you joining me here. Here's the analysis of what all this means. It means, obviously, this is a false flag operation. Now, I want to define false flag because there's a lot of misinformation from libtard, brain-dead liberals, Democrats, who are just, they're either the most evil and dishonest people or the dumbest people on the planet, dumber than rocks, just stupid beyond belief. They think a false flag means that no children were shot and no one was killed and all that. That's not what it means at all. False flag means that the violence was real, but the official story is fake. That a false flag means that the Democrats, or some high-level operative who's pushing the gun control narrative, is engineered this shooting in order to create the mass death, in order to create the carnage, and to create an opportunity for CNN to blame the NRA and blame the GOP and blame Trump and blame gun owners, and for an opportunity for YouTube to ban all conservative channels. This is an absolute purge, and it was all done on purpose. What's clear now is that there were at least two shooters. One was Nicholas Cruz. We're not saying that Nicholas Cruz wasn't a shooter. He clearly was one shooter, but there was another shooter, and there are now two eyewitnesses. One of them is a student who said that she was talking with Nicholas Cruz face-to-face, walking down the hallway with him as she heard another shooter shooting in a different part of the building, okay? And then this teacher, I think her name was Sally. I'd have to check the notes. It's on naturalnews.com. This teacher said that she identified one of the shooters as a police officer wearing bulletproof vest, face mask, and full metal garb. Now, you'll notice that when Nicholas Cruz was arrested, he wasn't wearing a face mask or a bulletproof vest or any kind of elaborate garb at all. So the shooter that this teacher saw was not Nicholas Cruz, which means that there were probably at least two shooters. This also explains why the stand-down order was given to the deputies. They didn't want the deputies to encounter the other shooter, who was, you know, basically a deep state operative. If that were to happen, then the deputies could be witnesses to the conspiracy. So they ordered the deputies to stand down while the shooting was taking place. Now, there are so many examples of false flag shootings throughout history. I don't even have time to go into them all. I have to wrap this up shortly. However, almost every major gun control push in the last 30 years has been preceded by a false flag event, including Oklahoma City, by the way, which was a false flag attack. Again, the explosion was real, but the official story is fake. It wasn't just Timothy McVeigh. The whole thing was engineered, and Timothy McVeigh is the scapegoat, just like Nicholas Cruz is the scapegoat. You see, in these false flag operations, there's always a scapegoat. There's always one individual that's blamed for the entire thing. Or in this case, the NRA takes most of the heat. But they never want it to be known. I mean, like in Las Vegas, right? Stephen Paddock is blamed. Even though there were clearly multiple shooters in Vegas, and probably shooters from helicopters. These events are carried out on purpose in order to push a political narrative. They're carried out to push gun control. And there's always a scapegoat to blame. And there's always an effort to use this event to scream outrageous things against GOP members and President Trump and the NRA. And that's what CNN did. The whole thing is elaborate theater. It's all staged. It's all theater. Yes, there was at least a second shooter. Yes, the deputies were ordered to stand down. Yes, this whole thing has been rigged. Yes, students actually were killed. Again, the violence was real. The deaths were real, but the official story is fake. That's a false flag operation. Now, the dishonest, libtard left-wing media will lie, and they will say that people like myself or Alex Jones or others are claiming that there were no children killed or something like that. That's false. We're not saying that at all. None of us have said that. We've said the deaths are real, but the official story is fake. But, you know, CNN is fake news. Also, they lie by design. They always lie. That's what they do. They get up every morning and figure out how do they lie to the American people. That's their mission in life. Our mission is to tell you the truth and counter their lies with real news, real truth. And that's what I do. And I appreciate your support. I'm as outraged as you are that these left-wing lunatics would murder little children in order to push their gun control agenda so they could disarm the country. And believe me, if they were to succeed in that, what they have planned next is a nationwide mass executions of conservatives. First, they're trying to disarm the public so they can mass execute about a quarter of the population. That's the actual plan. I'll explain that more in a later podcast, or maybe you're already aware of that plan, but it's coming. It's an attempted... See, first, they have to take away your free speech rights, and then they have to take away your Second Amendment. Once they kill your First and Second Amendment, then they can murder you. They can obliterate and exterminate anybody they want because you can't defend yourself and you can't speak out. And that's what the left is attempting right now. The left is so incredibly dangerous. I'll just say this, and then I got to go. The reason we need the Second Amendment so much right now is to defend ourselves against leftists. They are dangerous. They are communists. They are totalitarians and tyrants, and they will stop at nothing until all of us are murdered and silenced and eliminated from this country. That's what they want. So you better go out. You better defend your Second Amendment. You better make sure you can defend your life. You better stand up and speak your truth. Exercise your First Amendment rights. Defend your Second Amendment rights and be ready for what's coming. Because it's a civil war, as I've said many times before. Read my websites, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. Those are good places to start. And also, of course, listen to the podcast, healthrangerreport.com. And there's a video site coming. I don't have the domain name ready to release yet, but it's coming and I'll release it soon. You'll know the domain name and we'll have a thing on there where you can request an invitation. It's coming. Be ready. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.